Well, good morning, real estate success family. This is Michael Tucker, your host, and today we're going to be talking about wholetail deals. Not wholesale, not retail, but wholetail. And if you've never heard of this topic before, we want to let you know that this is something that has been really popular over the past year or two as people have been realizing the power these wholetail deals have. And so if you're brand new and you don't know what it is, we'll jump right on into this. If you do know what wholetail deals are, our hope is to show you how we jump into flips and literally how we've been able to, double our money or even triple our money on deals that literally took less than a month. We didn't have to do a lot of work to the houses. We didn't have to do much to turn around and make a solid profit. So if that's you right now and you are very interested in this wholetail model, we're going to jump on in and talk about different aspects, how you find wholetail deals, what makes a wholetail deal worth it, and everything about them. So let's jump right on into another episode of the Real Estate Success Strategies Podcast. Well, it's a cold winter day here in Kentucky. It's currently icing over the ground. So I was like, you know what? Let's do something a little different today. I've been trapped at home. A lot of my big interviews that I have planned for this year have been rescheduled. So I said, let's do something a little different and let's talk about the wholetail model. I'm sure you guys have heard of it and you're like, well, what is it? I've never done it before. Or maybe you've never heard of this. So let's jump right on in and talk about what a wholetail deal is. So you guys know about wholesaling. Wholesaling is, getting a house under contract, and assigning that contract to an end buyer. And you know what flipping is. You buy a house that is very distressed and you turn around, put work into it and flip it to make a profit. Well, wholetailing is a mix between wholesale and retail, right? So you purchase pretty much with wholetailing. You purchase a house at a wholesale price and turn around and flip it and sell it for retail. And you're like, well, isn't that what you do with regular flipping anyways, Michael? Yes, it is. But in this scenario, wholetailing, for the sake of this video and for their definition going on, wholetailing is buying a property that doesn't need much work at wholesale price and turning around and reselling it for retail. So for example, this may mean you buy a house that is worth $150 in its current condition without doing any work, and you buy it for $100 and you turn around and resell it for $150. So you get under contract, you buy it at $100, turn around and list it within like the next week or the next few days after you close on it and list it for $150, not having to do much work to it at all. So technically, wholetailing is finding a property at significantly lower value than what it actually is worth, turn around and flipping it real quick and selling it for retail. So, wholetailing, I love it because of multiple reasons. There's pros and cons, obviously, but the pros definitely outweigh the cons. So the pros with wholetailing and finding these properties at a discount and just turning around and reselling them for retail without doing much work, the pros are this. A lot of times those deals, they're going to be fast, right? So we did a deal like this and literally we bought it. It took about 30 days to close, but we bought it. We did 3 or 4 days of work in it, just painted the shutters, put some new mulch down, literally just 3 days of work. Turned around, listed it on the market, and sold it within 3 more days. So I think from the time we closed on it, we worked on it, and we listed it, I think it was like on the market, or it was like a week process. So, for us, that's speed, which flips are going fast anyways, but we didn't have to spend another month or two flipping this house and putting renovation work into it when we just spent 3 days putting new carpet, new shutters, new mulch down. So in this scenario, we closed on the house, we did the work to it, and we ended up, selling it and making, around $12,000 or $15,000. So it's not as much profit. So this is where the cons are. The pro is that there's speed, you make quick money, and, things of that nature, but the cons are is your profit margins probably are in my area, and it depends on how you find the deal, how motivated the sellers are, but the deals aren't going to be as bigger, right? Because I can go out there and flip a house that needs a lot of work to it, and I can make 50, 60 grand, right? Well, these wholetail deals, you can make that. I'm not saying you can't, but most oftentimes the profit margins may be a little bit more slim. So, It's quick money, so that's a pro, but the con side of it, the profit may be a little slower. So, you know, the speed is a good thing. The profit, just because you can turn those houses quickly most times, that's a plus. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's just a lot less of a headache. So that's a pro as well, because you guys know just as much as I do, as you're jumping in and you are, you know, flipping these houses, that you can get a pretty big headache with flipping these houses. And so hotel deals, you know, there's most times, not all the times, because you know how things are when you buy houses, things can pop up, but there's less worry, less headache, and less work for these deals. So that's why I love hotel deals. And you're like, well, Michael, how do we find them? Well, the difference is there is none. You find hotel deals the same way you would any other property, the same way you would wholesale deals, same way you would for your flips. This is where it comes in place. You're like, well, how do I know whether a deal is a hotel deal or not, right? So what I do whenever I look at these hotel deals is, well, I evaluate all my deals in this matter. I ask myself, can I wholesale this house? Can I flip it? And can I rent it, right? So those are three things I ask myself. Can I wholesale it to another investor? And if I can, what would my profit be? Can I buy it as a rental? And if so, what would my profit be? Cash flow every month. And then if I chose to flip it, what would my profit be? And I choose the greater, right? So if I look at it and I say, hey, I can make just as much as this if I wholesale it, then I'm going to wholesale it because that's easiest, right? If I look at this deal and say, hey, if I wholesale this, I'm going to make 20 grand. If I flip it, I'm going to probably make 20 grand or 30 grand. You know, I might as well wholesale it. But, you know, if I look at this and say, hey, I can't wholesale this because there's no wholesale or no buyers in my area, or I look at this and say, hey, flipping this, I would make like 60 grand. And if I wholesaled it, I wouldn't be able to make that much. You know, you just got to kind of choose what is best for your scenario. And so same thing, we look at it, say, hey, if this would cash flow us $200 or $300 a month, it may be worth keeping, right? Because over the lifetime of that asset, we may be making more than $20,000 or $30,000. So whenever we look at these, it starts at that criteria, right? What do we want to do with these deals? And so if we decide this would be a good flip, then we ask ourselves, okay, what kind of work does this property need? Can we just turn around, buy it, and list it on the MLS, the market, without doing any work or with doing very little work? And if so, how much would we make? So in a scenario, we may say, hey, this house, we may be able to just paint, literally just change out floors in the bedrooms and list it and make 20, 30 grand. Or we can put a buttload of work into it, update it, and make 30 or 40, right? So it just depends. Each deal is different. But whenever it comes to, hey, how do I figure out if it's a hotel deal or not? You just need to go through and evaluate the deal. And you guys know how to evaluate deals. I'm not going to go on here and spend 5, 10, 20 minutes telling you how to evaluate a deal. But in reality, a hotel deal, what makes it different is the amount of work and the scope of work compared to a full-fledged flip, right? Because a full, you know, full all-out renovation on a flip may be that, hey, we're going to have to do some foundation work. We're going to have to update the bathrooms. We're going to have to update the kitchens. When a hotel deal is none of those, right? I mean, is not really updating anything other than just tiny cosmetic stuff, like maybe painting a few rooms, maybe just putting new countertops on, or fixing a few holes in the drywall, right? Stuff that probably should only take 1 or 2 weeks max. And so that is hotel deals in a nutshell. And, you know, as the time frame goes, like, everybody has different criteria and different thoughts on what a hotel deal is. But in reality, that's what I think they are, right? And that's my definition. If you're in and out of a renovation in 1 to 2 weeks, that's a hotel deal, because you're buying it pretty much at wholesale, turning around and flipping it and selling it for retail without having to do massive work. And the cool thing about these hotel deals is we want to get those flipped as fast as possible, right? Like every renovation we do. So you want to make sure you have all that planned out before. So while the house is under contract, make sure you have your flooring picked out. Make sure you have your paint picked out. You have, you know, your contractors lined out. Because if you can go in there and boom, knock that out, like we did on that one deal I was talking about, right? We went and knocked it out in 3 days, turned around and listed it on the market, had it under contract all within a week. man, that is going to show your family, your friends, your investors that, man, this guy or this gal knows what they're doing, right? If they see you can flip a house like that and it's, and you know, make 15, 20 grand, or maybe even just 10, if you know what you're doing, you're going to be showing people that you know what you're doing, your experience, right? And so when people, you know, you go to talk to them about private lending and, you know, raising private money, they're going to be able to see that you know what you're doing and, you know, you're up on your game. And so I wouldn't suggest you do a hotel flip, a hotel deal, unless you're going to make 10 grand. And that 10 grand, like, I'm going to be straight up with you, like, it has to be like those numbers are for sure solid, because there's a lot of people that are, they're new and they're like, oh, I can make just by turning around and flipping this, I can make 10 grand. I can make 15 grand. But like a hotel deal, to be honest, like I probably would only do that. I say 10, but probably 15 to 20. Like if you're a new investor, if you're a more experienced investor, you have one or two flips on your belt, then maybe you can settle for that $10,000 profit range like we did. We settled, we thought we were going to be around 15, but after paying out private investors and things like that, we were at 12 for the last one we did. But, you know, if you're brand new to the game, shoot for higher numbers, okay? Because your number that you project you're going to be making is always going to be lower. Almost 90% of the time, it's going to be lower, right? And so shoot for the higher numbers, especially if it's a hotel deal. Shoot for that 15, 20,000 at least, because last thing I would hate for you to do is get this house under contract thinking it needs very little work, turning around and not being able to resell it and you losing a bunch of money like I did on my first few deals. So I would love to answer any questions you guys have about hotel deals. It's very interesting. You find them the same way, like we said. It's just, it comes down to the valuation process. And this is where your education and your skills come out, right? This is where you have to learn to sit down and look at a deal and be able to tell what's the best model to go about. Because a bunch of people, they think whenever it comes to rehabbing and, you know, flipping properties, that every house needs a bunch of work. When in fact, they're spending too much time flipping and renovating houses that don't really even need much renovation. So you need to learn and, you know, obviously be paying attention to your market, what's selling, what's not selling, being paying attention to how to evaluate numbers and practicing that. But ultimately, you need to get good at realizing the opportunities and evaluating these opportunities for the best case scenario. Because when you can do that, like I have several friends that do this as well, along with myself, you open so many doors, right? You open so many doors that you thought you never would have, because you may look at a deal and say, hey, this deal, it doesn't need much work. I don't need to buy it. I don't want to buy it. It doesn't need a lot of work, so I'm not going to buy it. When in reality, if you had the mindset and the skill and the knowledge, you'd be looking at the deal and say, hey, that house doesn't need a lot of work. How much of a discount can I get it at and resell it, right? So just like anything, you want to see how much of a discount you can get it at, even if it doesn't need work. And so whenever you're looking at these deals and you come across a lead that doesn't need a lot of work, or it may not need any work at all, still evaluate those deals as if you could make a profit. Because if you can get that at a discounted rate and turn around and make a quick flip on that hotel deal, you know, it'd be worth it. And so many people, they throw away those leads. They throw away the ones that are, oh, this person called. They said the house was just remodeled, or, you know, it doesn't need a lot of work, so I'm just going to pass on that one because I'm looking for some ugly houses, right? No, what's no lead left behind. Let's evaluate all leads to see where they fit in our ecosystem and our business. So that's a little bit about hoteling, guys. I know I probably went super long, you know, in stretching that out, but I wanted you guys to understand the factors behind it. And so if you have any deals and you think they may be hotel potential, go into the Real Estate Success Strategies or the Real Estate Success Group on Facebook and, you know, submit them there. And I'd love to look at them. It's a free Facebook group. You can join the Real Estate Success Group on Facebook. Go in there, post your deal, and let's evaluate it together. I'd love to help you and see what scenario that would fit. So that's just a little bit of tips for you guys on this cold, icy Tuesday. If you all need any help at all, let me know. You can go to anchor.fm/real estate success. That is anchor.fm/ real estate success. And you can actually put in questions that, you know, we can air on this show. So if you have a question about anything that was said, or you have some feedback, go to that website, leave us a question, and we'll actually air it on our next episode for you all. So like I said, go ahead, join the free Facebook group. We'd love to have you in there. And then we also have tons more of these episodes releasing almost every week, right? Every once in a while, I'll miss a week, but almost every week we're dropping episodes full of value for you all. So make sure you hit that subscribe button, leave us a review, and let us know how we're doing so that we can create content like this for many more months and years to come. So God bless you guys. If you need anything, holler at your boy, Michael Tucker, and we'll see you next week on the Real Estate Success Strategies Podcast.